Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here now joined by Cammie and Val from Arizona Leafy Greens. And I think I put it wrong on the title.
It's my fault. Out.
Yeah, it's all Ronnie's fault.
But, I said Harvest Moon, and she's like, no.
But that's who sent the email. So
correct.
It's like, yeah.
So I figured that was the company.
Yeah,
name.
It's all good.
I'm not perfect.
No, not at all. No, I'm just kidding. So thank you guys for being with us. And you guys are here because you guys get a whole month dedicated to you or something,
right? Isn't that exciting?
That is pretty exciting.
Month. Very neat.
Yeah, I don't even get my birthday really anymore. I'm 45 and people are like, yeah, whatever, you're 45.
Oh wow, another
now.
Year.
Yeah,
you
got older, you know. Yeah. But so what is well, first of all, mm-hmm. Let's talk about a little bit of your background. You guys from here in Yuma?
Yes,
originally from California, but I've been here for 20 years.
20 oh, years? Cool. And then you're from here originally?
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
And
OG.
I spent about 15 years away up in Phoenix. And
oh, okay.
Also
I lived there for 10 years.
Tucson.
So,
yeah,
all
and
over.
Then moved back about 4 years ago.
What'd you do in Phoenix?
I worked for Russo Farming Company, which
oh,
is
okay.
another agriculture. Yeah.
So, so obviously talking about ag, both of your experience. So, did you guys grow up thinking you're going to be in ag? And I'll let whoever take that first.
I'll start. I grew up around ag in Central California, San Joaquin Valley. Mm-hmm. My stepfather was a supervisor in a grape company, mm-hmm. Table Grapes, mm-hmm. and so I grew up all around it and all my life. But I never thought I'd take it in as an employee. Mm-hmm. But I started going on 27 years now in ag. Mm-hmm. And I started off at the bottom working at a cooler, just stacking boxes. And mm. now I'm a director of food safety at a farmer.
Sweet.
Oh, wow. So did you like it when you got in? You're stacking crates or was it, you
no,
know, like
this? Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, you know, when
were
you're
you
young,
in the cold? Was it cold? Was it
yeah,
cooler?
Cold
oh,
room?
Yes.
Yeah, in the cold room. So yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It was fun. You know, I was young. You're yeah. energetic. So
you
yeah,
have
you
energy,
know,
exactly.
Yeah, you wanted to do it. You wanted to be there. And then the paycheck was decent. You
okay.
know, but you have to put in a lot of hours. But now it's like,
And that was that here or there when you worked at a cooler?
In California.
In California? Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I gradually moved up to quality assurance, shipping and receiving, driving a foreclift, and learning the whole process of the facility.
Now, when you first started and you're stacking crates, did you think, like, I'm going to work my way up? Was that your plan?
No, actually, I did not.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought it was just, like, temporary because, you know, it's seasonal.
Yeah.
So
I
always thought that I would find something else. Mm-hmm. But no, I ended up sticking with it and followed the season here to Coachella. Mm-hmm. And the company that would lease out the grapes to cool down there in Coachella hired me full time. So that's how I got into vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah. And then how'd you end up in Yuma?
I started working for that company in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So they needed a representative to take care of them and manage their operations in Mexico. Mm. So I was driving back and forth from Coachella to Mexicali every day, and it was
Whoa.
Just taking a toll on me. So I started looking for something a little bit closer to the border, mm-hmm. and everybody recommended
what
Yuma.
What was
so.
That commute every day?
About 2 hours.
Like yeah. one way or just total?
Just one way. One
oh
way.
My gosh,
yeah.
maybe 4 hours
yeah,
a day
I would,
in the car.
I would leave my house maybe at 3 a.m. And by the time I'd get to the first ranches would be about 5 a.m.
Yeah.
A little 5:30
well,
when
home
everybody's
at, like,
starting.
What time?
Yeah, I would be getting home around maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock
Whoa,
at night.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't
you
blame
put in
you.
Work, dude. Yeah.
Seriously. I'd be like,
I literally lived in my truck for
oh
a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, Cammie, hopefully you have a happier story. No.
That was depressing. I'm
yeah.
like, I feel so sad for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like,
that was fun.
But yeah, look where he's at now.
I don't know. I'm super proud of you. I'm joking. Okay, your turn.
Well, I grew up, my parents farm out here on the Yuma Mesa, citrus and alfalfa. So I grew up on a farm. So I
okay.
Stayed.
So what farm
actually,
was it?
Weddell Farms.
Weddell Farms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So and so I did rake when I was little and all, was out there irrigating with my dad some.
Wow.
And I was in 4-H and FFA, but I did not think that I would actually have a career in agriculture.
What were you thinking when you were young?
I went to U of A under the I was going to do pharmacy school. So
okay.
But I stayed in the College of Agriculture because it was a smaller ag college
okay.
in at the university and mm-hmm. so I went to microbiology through that program and when I got out I was like, you know, I think there's an opportunity in food safety, and I worked for, like I said, Russo up in Phoenix mm-hmm. for about 15 years and just made a good career out of it. Started out kind of in quality assurance and a smaller food safety position, and then just grew the program and
mm-hmm.
So what was that? You said a smaller position in there because you do food safety now, But what's like a smaller
position? Well, it's more like QA, or, you know, you do a lot of the general like logging and record keeping and,
Then, it's like data entry.
Yeah, and then you move up and you're really like doing the programming and implementing the practices and doing trainings.
You're kind of like a worker bee.
So, yeah.
And then now you're the queen.
The manager, yeah. He liked that. He thought that was
funny. I'm a queen too.
snap.
So the you said you wanted to go and be in pharmacy, something in that world, pharmaceuticals. And then did you, once you got into it, did you like it? Or it's like, I kind of feel home here because you have the past in it? Or how'd that work?
Well,
or were you like still like upset that you didn't become a pharmacist?
No, I'm not upset.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I worked in
me neither.
Yeah. And when I was in college, and I just, I figured out early on.
So you figured out then. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I love that. We have a lot of people on the show that's like, I went to school for this and realized quickly this is not for me. But why not? See if it is for you. If not, then stop.
Yeah, so I transitioned to that position, and then I moved back down here 4 years ago. And
what brought you back to Yuma?
My husband.
Your husband?
Yep.
Met you left him here? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I came.
So you met him in Phoenix?
No, he's from here.
Oh, cool. So you met him on Instagram. You're like, hey, he's hot. I'm going to like a lot of his pictures.
From Yuma? You know?
Like, what? You know?
No, through friends. Okay. So, and then, yeah, it was kind of weird that we had never met before. So, and then transitioned into this position with the Arizona LGMA as a technical assistant. So.
Okay. So hold on. We're going to go back to this relationship. So you met him, and then you were in Phoenix, but you had a good job, right?
I did. I had a great job. I loved
it. Oh, so was it long distance? Was he here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I gave you props.
About a year.
That's hard.
Year and a half, 2 years almost, yeah.
Wow. Ronnie's a relationship coach, so we got to do a little bit about relationship.
I love talking about, like, long distance. How did that work for you guys?
It worked.
Lots of phone calls.
Yes, lots of phone calls.
Visits.
Every,
and it's not that far.
Either. No, it's not.
Like, I'm talking about, like, coast to coast. That stuff is, like, 1% going to work.
Yeah.
Seriously. So I give props to you guys, though, for making it work. Was it love at first sight?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I didn't used to believe in that, but.
So you're making it work. They're doing the long distance, and he said, well, we want you down here. So did you have a job waiting for you, or is that something you had to look for? Or
well,
how'd
I had
that
served
work?
On some of the subcommittees for the Arizona LGMA, and so our program administrator, Teresa Lopez, reached out, and it just was a
kind of worked out. Like, everything just worked out.
Everything just, like, parted for you. The clouds parted. Really
well. This is too much like a fairy tale now. I'm upset. I'm going to take a break.
You can't take the love today. We've got a very loving show today.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to find out how these guys get their whole month. Yes. I think I saw something from the governor saying that's like,
that's cool.
It's like, it's a real deal. So we're going to find out on the other side of this break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
Today's day sponsor is Yuma Belly Dance, presenting Desert Rhythms, an evening of belly dance entertainment, immersing attendees in the sights, sounds, and spirit of the Middle East. The event, featuring guest artists from across Arizona, will take place at 7 p.m. on November 8th at the historic Yuma Theater. Tickets are available at yumashowtickets.com and at the Yuma Art Center.
Hear the rhythm. Feel the beat. Let your curiosity run away on the Latin Alternative. Hi, I'm Josh Norick. Every episode of the Latin Alternative takes you on a thrilling rendezvous of sonic and exotic landscapes in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, electronic, and tropical music. Join me and my co-host, Ernesto Lechner, on the Latin Alternative.
This evening at 7 p.m. on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM.
Mostly sunny in Yuma today with a high near 91 and a south-southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 61. Mostly sunny in Prescott with a high near 73 and gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 43. Mostly sunny in Kingman with a high near 80 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 54. And partly sunny in Flagstaff with a high near 68 and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy this evening with a low around 34.
The Colorado River Crossing Hot Air Balloon Festival fills Yuma skies with color and wonder November 14th through the 16th. Experience the artistry of balloon pilots during mass ascensions and the enchanting desert balloon glow at the Pacific Avenue Athletic Complex, 1700 East 8th Street. Information and full schedule at caballeros.org.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We're here talking to Cammie and Val from Arizona Leafy Greens. And before we get into how they got a whole month, let's talk about what is Arizona Leafy Greens. And you had mentioned food safety, and let's talk about how important that is.
Right. So the Arizona Leafy Greens marketing agreement came from an outbreak that we had back in 2006. So it's been an organization since 2007. And it was our industry coming together with food safety practices that growers and harvesters and shippers can use. So we use the latest research and science, and we put metrics, we call it a metrics document, with all of our best practices. And then we have USDA trained auditors that actually go out and verify that the growers and shippers are following these food safety practices.
Did you say outbreak?
Well, originally that's what spurred this back in 2006. Yeah, was the
outbreak. So like the food was getting people sick. Is that what you're saying? Now, and what level or how deep do you go into it? Because I think I remember hearing, I don't know what year it was, but I hear one time there was like a dead animal in one of the canals that poisoned people, like stuff like that. Do you go out and test the water or like have an organization that does? Or like what level do you guys have authority over?
So we put the best practices out there, and then we train growers, and then they each have their own food safety staff, and they're the ones that are going out and actually implementing the practices.
Gotcha.
So the water sampling, the environmental assessments that they perform, the extensive training that they
provide
to all their so we provide the tools, and then we also have a technical subcommittee and then a communications subcommittee that also help with different areas. And that's really where the November Leafy Greens Month came from. The governor proclaimed it, and so we like to kick off harvest with that this month, because it's November to April is when we're harvesting.
Yes, that's definitely. And you notice a difference in the whole community at this time, because a lot of people come in to help harvest all of our crops. So definitely a perfect month. I just want to talk about the outbreak real quick. Do you mind?
He wants to go back.
In the past.
No, it's in the past.
This is a good thing that we put together.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. But we got to talk about the bad for real quick.
Let's see what Val has to say.
So in 2006, outbreak happened. And so people got together and said, okay, we need to do something about it. That's the birth of it?
Yeah, the industry. A lot of these practices were being implemented, but there wasn't that
collective oversight.
So, like, no one was checking on anybody?
There was some third-party audits that were taking place, but yeah, this was really an industry effort and using those government audits auditors to verify compliance. Yeah.
Do they know why the 2006 one happened? Do you know?
There was a whole root cause analysis, and yes, it had to do with adjacent land use and contamination.
So then your organization had to figure out how to never have that happen again?
Yeah. So that's why all the research comes out of, the universities. We put a lot of funding and research dollars for those studies to take place so that growers have the tools that they need to make sure that they're growing safe, nutritious products.
Sometimes they don't know.
Right.
They need help.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So what are some of the tools that you give them?
Training kits, metrics that we have to follow.
A training kit? Like, how does that look?
So a training kit would consist of how to train your employees on good agricultural practices, proper way of hand washing, the research behind hand washing, why it works.
Sure.
You got to come to work clean. You can't, be a contaminant yourself.
Yeah.
How to handle properly used restroom, good hygiene, and keeping your fields clean. Trying to get animals out of the field since we're around open environments.
Yeah.
So that's one of the main things. And things like that, training.
Do you teach them how to deal with rats?
What
do you try to deal with rats?
It's probably like more like
rodents. Not rats. Not
yeah.
rats. Any animals, not
Any
just
animal. My neighbor, so we moved recently, and my neighbor's like, hey, get ready to see some rats because it's the carbon. I was like, what? Like, no. Just because they opened the canals to flood and or they do something. So I was like, thank you for the horrible warning that I might see outside.
Yeah, those would be Maybe field mice.
Field mice,
But she's like, they're huge. I was like, why did you tell me that?
I've never seen a huge rat out in the field. Only field mice, the little tiny ones.
Okay, I'll take a picture.
So. Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on in your house, but I've had experience with it because I was an electrician for some time, and we worked on a lot of the coolers here. And before we went in, we have to have the little thing on our head,
hair nets.
Yep. Yeah, that's what you call them. And like you get all suited up, like we're getting suited up, and we have to have our training how to go in and interact. And I'm just over there trying to change out a light bulb, but I got to get in a spacesuit to be able to around these things.
Correct.
So you're teaching that, and then what else?
So also to sanitation of harvest equipment. So when the companies are out there, a lot of these companies have equipment that we use, like cutting knives and belts that we use where we're processing the produce. And so that has a whole crew out there sanitizing it every single day.
Wow. Every day?
Pre-harvest and after harvest.
Wow, okay. That's awesome. Yeah, so I love that.
Yeah, there's a lot of work, a lot of so we use also to like a rinse procedure for some of our product.
Okay.
And so that water has to be monitored. It has to be a potable water. And so a lot of them use a disinfectant, so like chlorine or PAA. And so that has to be monitored. And you monitor that every 2 hours or so, whatever the company policy is. But there's a lot going on in the field that people don't understand what we do.
So does every company get to have their kind of version of it, the way they handle it, as long as they meet certain standards?
The goal is the same, but everybody may have something different because not all harvesting is the same. Mm-hmm. Not all equipment is the same. But following the LGMA guidelines, it kind of like veers into that same direction.
It's like a guideline. Yeah. It's like a baseline for what you do.
You can go above and beyond.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll have their company-specific standard operating procedures.
Very, very cool.
So what are a lot of the crops that we harvest here in Yuma?
Well, the leafy greens crops, we have 15 that we cover. So it's mainly romaine, icebergs, kales, cabbages, chards, the spring mix items, your spinach. Mm-hmm. But in, all those companies that are growing lettuce and leafy greens also do melons and
broccoli, cauliflower, celery.
Our program doesn't cover those commodities.
That's what I was going to ask.
But a lot of the growers still follow the same practices. Mm-hmm. And so that's when those third party auditors will come out and verify for the other commodities that are not covered by the Arizona LGMA. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know why it was just for the leafy greens and not?
That was the focus because lettuce and leafy greens are consumed on a high level, and that was.
Yeah, and they're not cooked. Right. So like broccolis, cauliflower, celery,
raw.
Okay. All that.
Exactly.
This is raw product that we're dealing with that you can't kill microbes if there's any on there. So
gotcha.
It's just like meat, you can kill any bacteria on the meat when you cook it, but. Like leafy greens, lettuces, you can't do that with
salad.
Yeah,
when you get your salads. That's interesting. So how did you guys get your own month? Like, how did that happen?
When did the governor say, proclaim this?
Did somebody like a lobbyist?
A lot of governors proclaim it. Well, it's a $2 billion industry to Arizona every year. So it's a lot of money that we contribute to our state and our economy. So thankfully, she recognized that. And it kicks off kind of this month. And we have a lot of outreach programs that are happening this month.
What are those like?
We're going to go to, do you want to talk about the Friday Night Munchies?
Yeah, Friday Night Munchies. So we'll have a booth there spreading the word about food safety. And we're going to have a hand wash, sanitation hand wash tank there.
Okay.
And we're going to have like glow germ for the kids. So
they'll love that.
So they can rub it on their hands and then they're going to go wash their hands the right way, the 20 seconds minimum, and then come back and we'll put on the UV light to see if they did it right.
They're going
to
be like, I'm still dirty. Yeah.
We'll be giving out gifts too. So there's a spin wheel that we do and it asks a food safety question. If you answer correctly, you get a prize. So
So it's an outreach to
it's
the
an
community.
Outreach for the community.
Real quick, did you guys just reach out to Justin and say, like, we want to be a part of this? Or how'd this happen?
We just wanted to do a booth.
I like this. It's pretty cool. That's why
we're not selling anything. Yeah. We're just promoting
so
our organization.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just information.
Exactly for our community.
We were doing it at the farmer's market. And so this year we wanted to do something different. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do the Friday
Makes
night
sense.
Munch.
Gotcha.
Reach a different crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And then we also have Farmer John on Instagram, right. And then Ram 628. They're going to take over kind of our Instagrams and highlight the month too. And so you can see those food safety practices actually happening out in the field with some of our growers.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to convince him to come on the show.
Yeah.
I reach out to him, and I don't know if he said he was too busy or something. Or
your call out.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So we're going to go back to him and be like, they are so cool.
I had him on my other program when I was at the other station, but really cool guy, and he definitely highlights the agriculture here in Yuma like in a very unique way and gets a lot of views and stuff. So
you
got to
tell him we're the number one podcast
in
the world.
Yes, we're worldwide. Yeah. So, get him on.
But his photos that he takes are incredible.
He does. Cool. He does some really cool ones, like waking up in the morning with the sunrise. Aww, and so he's taking over, and he's going to kind of highlight.
Yeah, he's taking over today, actually.
Oh, today.
So go on our Instagram, Arizona Leafy Greens, and then also our website is arizonaleafygreens.org. Gotcha. And you can learn more about our members and the growers and
so who's typically members? The members are the farmers. I see you got Amigo Farms.
Yes. So they're one of our shippers. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So we have 38 shipper companies. Mm. So those are their label in.
Yeah, that's our label. And so what we do is we ship to processors or bigger shippers, and that goes out to it goes out to the consumer.
Gotcha.
And so We just grow for some of them, or some of us actually sell the produce as well. So,
okay.
Most of the people here in Yuma are growers. We have only a few shippers. A lot of the shippers come from California, and they contract the growers here, and we grow produce for them, and they pack it in their label.
Very cool. Wow. Anything else you want to let us know
before we go? No, thank you for celebrating
Arizona
Leafy Greens Month.
Thank you so much. I have to check you out at the Friday Night Munchies. That sounds really cool. Get my kid over there to wash his hands,
There you go.
All right.
Philly from Philly. Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma.